Hello again. It's time for your Friday check-in, your 5-minute timeout to check in with yourself and do something good for you. So, wherever you are, take in one deep breath with me right now. Come on, do it. Just breathe in deeply, comfortably. Hold it as long as feels good for you. And then just let it out slowly. Focus on controlling the exhalation so that it leaves you evenly, you know, not like a big sigh. Count if you want to. See if you can make your inhalation about 4 seconds. And then try to double the exhalation to around 7 or 8. Only if it's comfortable. But see if you can manage it. See, we tend to breathe in and breathe out too fast. So that's why I'm trying to get you to practice slowing it down a bit. So take in another breath. Try again. In for 4 seconds. And now out for 8. Good. Were you able to do it? You feel kind of like completely empty when it's done, right? You're not completely empty, just so you know, but it it feels like it. So keep practicing. The next time you decide to take a deep breath break, which you should be doing often, right? See if you can make the inhalation longer by 2 seconds and the exhalation longer as well. Probably not double, but, you know, maybe 2 or 3 seconds longer. You be the judge of what feels good for you. Breath breaks like this are a really crucial way to keep ourselves healthy and stress-free. So try to have at least one breath break a day. An easy way to fit it into your day is to do it whenever you're in the car and stopped at a light. It's only a few minutes. You're not doing anything anyway. So use that time to do a bit of deep breathing. I guarantee you'll feel better as soon as the light turns green. Now, I'd like you to think about this past week. Think about the days or even just moments where you felt good or things went your way or you felt optimistic or positive. Even the smallest thing can be worth remembering and paying attention to. It doesn't even have to be something you did or something that happened to you. Sometimes we get really focused on external events and actions, either what we do or what happens to us. But it's also important to notice when you just experience those small moments of pleasure and happiness and enjoyment in the world around you. On a beautiful day, for instance, you might just close your eyes for a moment and feel the sun on your face, or enjoy a cool breeze that refreshes you. Maybe there are some gorgeous flowers in bloom right now that are just really beautiful to look at. Maybe you watched a little toddler trying to feed a duck, flinging the food everywhere but where the ducks are. And it made you laugh. Can you tell this is what I saw this week? Yeah. Maybe someone threw a ball into a river for their dog and the dog just bounded in there with such obvious joy that it made you smile. These things make a day good too. When the events of the world make you feel stressed or unhappy, sometimes it's really refreshing to notice all the tiny little ways the world around us is also a good place to be. So along with keeping up the practice of doing little things during the week that make you feel good, little pleasures you take or little indulgences that you gift yourself, make it a habit to start noticing even one thing in the world around you that simply makes you smile. And while I'm not going to suggest that you cut out social media, I am going to suggest that you consider removing the negative news cycle from your daily routine, if that's something you've gotten into the habit of doing. A lot of people have. It starts from a reasonable place. We want to know what's happening in the world. But the need to attract viewers, to be more and more sensational, to win over people's ever-dwindling attention spans, makes a lot of the typical news feeds, especially Twitter and others like it, a potentially negative, depressing, or even angering place. You can actually go to news feeds that focus on positive stories. I'll provide some links in the show notes, where you won't find anything about the royalty scandals or the reality stars and their divorces or their hairdos or, you know, or the outrage of the day that tends to do nothing but depress. because I can't stress this enough, it's the little cracks that end up breaking you. It's the small, almost unnoticeable stressors that add up, build up, and then break us down. Have you ever noticed this in your own life, that you can handle the big things much better than you thought? It's the little things, you know, that makes you finally just crack. It's the meaning of that expression, the straw that broke the camel's back, you know? It's little things that add up to something big. So please notice what negativity you're allowing into your life and do what you can to minimize it. You're worth it. Your well-being and peace of mind are vitally important and need to be treated with care. So that's it for this week. Take another deep breath. Come on, one for the road. And if you haven't listened to any of my other audio series yet, please check them out. You might find something that gives you a bit of a longer time out than just these few minutes. Whatever you do, take good care of yourself. Until next time, bye for now.